The researchers did a test of two small, isolated, and undeveloped Vilas County lakes named Peter and Paul. On Paul, they did nothing. Over 3 years on Peter, the scientists gradually added a new top predator, largemouth bass, to waters previously dominated by small fish that ate tiny water fleas, a type of zooplankton. UW-Madison limnologist Steve Carpenter led the study. He says the plan was to deliberately collapse Peter's ecosystem and watch for early warning signals. Carpenter says key measurements started to vary a lot a year ahead of the collapse.
We focused on variability in the chlorophyll, which is a measure of the algae in the water column, but we also saw quite a bit of variability in the zooplankton, small animals that eat the algae, and we saw a lot of variability in fish behavior.
Carpenter says this is the first large-scale field test of advanced spotting of radical change in an ecosystem and could help determine when other ecosystems are about to crash.
Those thresholds have been very difficult to measure in the past, and what we have demonstrated is that there is an early warning indicator that shows up before the threshold is crossed, so it's possible to pull back from the brink.
But Carpenter says it takes a lot of monitoring to spot early warning signals, and that may not be practical in all threatened ecosystems. The study on Peter and Paul Lakes is being published in the journal Science. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.